Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you take away that second period last night. Your team played pretty darn good. First period, you kept them to only a one-goal lead. You go to that second, and it's like Duluth just kind of came alive. What do you need to do here today to keep that from happening again?
Well, we kind of mentioned yesterday, right after the game, just talking about playing a full 60 minutes. Again, they're a very talented team, and they'll put pressure on you, and so you just have to be able to handle that. You have to respond to that, and unfortunately, in the second period, there was a couple instances where we did not do a very good job of that, and they wound up scoring, and obviously the 5-minute major was a fairly major event in the game because they were able to capitalize on it three times, and our penalty kill had been doing a pretty good job. And again, just going back on video, we were primarily in good spots, but just maybe a stick length away from where we needed to be. And they got some bounces too, which helped. But even their first goal was right after we killed a penalty, and the four that were on the ice were still kind of in the penalty kill mode and didn't really react to the play that was happening. So it was almost like four special teams goals against. But staying out of the box would be huge. Again, they're going to put out five pretty talented players, and give them enough time and space, they're going to make something happen.
I like how your team responded, though, being down 6-0. That third period, it was as if you were in a 0-0 game. Talk about your resiliency of your team this season.
Well, yeah, it's good. It's unfortunate we've just been in that spot a few too many times, but the group doesn't quit. You know, they just keep fighting for each other and battling. And again, that was our message going into the period was let's try to win this period. Let's try to see if we can get some momentum going in tomorrow and, see if we can win the period. And, again, I thought we went out. I thought our first 10 was okay, but then we got better as the period went on. And then, had some power play opportunities, but unfortunately weren't able to get anything by Soderberg. So, but, again, we held them scoreless, just played hard. And hopefully that'll carry into today.
Today is senior day. You'll be celebrating your three seniors. Coach, I'm going to give you a name and just give me a description of what those players have meant. We'll start with Abby De La Rosa.
All of them are such wonderful, wonderful young women. And to have them in our program has just been a real pleasure. But I'm so proud of Abby. She stuck around this summer. She was pretty much the only one here. Worked incredibly hard, got in tremendous shape, and it showed. I mean, she stepped into training camp. She was very motivated, and you could tell. And she, right off the bat, she solidified herself in the lineup and has played really, really significantly, consistently well for us all year long. Again, she's not the biggest player on the ice, but you'd never know it by how she plays. She's really adapted to surfing in terms of how she needs to play and does a really, really, really good job at that all the time. And, it was fun to see her score her first career goal early in the year. So, again, just really, really proud of Abby for the work she put in. It's really, really made her this her senior year has been her best year because of the work she put in this summer.
Paige Anderson, your senior center.
Yeah, Paige and Gage going to get married this summer. Suffered a pretty significant ankle fracture freshman year, had to have surgery. Bounce back, and one thing about Paige is she just works and grinds every single shift, works as hard as she can. She's just, again, doesn't matter what role I put her in, doesn't matter what line I put her on, she's going to be ready to play. She's going to give us everything she has, and that's all you can ask. Been a tremendous penalty killer for us, has been on the power play quite a bit. has never been able to maybe score quite like we had hoped, but again, she's been a really good facilitator, works hard. I trust her in the defensive zone, so just really proud of Paige.
Reese Hunt will play in her 124th career game, has 55 points. Obviously, Reese is a scorer, but what else does she bring?
Yeah, again, just a tremendous hockey IQ, just a real competitor, she's been one of our top scorers right from her freshman year. I remember she scored that hat trick against the Gophers her freshman year. And has been a top six forward her entire career. She's been on the power play, I think, every year she's been here. One thing I've always been impressed about Reese is her puck protection skills. She just has the uncanny ability utilizing deception, utilizing her feet, is able to puck protect against players that are a lot bigger and a lot stronger, but she'll come out of those corners with the puck on her stick. And great IQ again. And, you know, obviously she's been in on the majority of our goals, whether scoring or assisting this year. And she's always a threat. And again, we've been blessed to have her in our program the last 4 years. And, you know, again, she's, you just pointed out some pretty significant stats in terms of, I think, scoring wise, she's been one of our top scorers, you know, every year she's been here.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here today and get your seniors to say goodbye to this place on a high note?
Yeah, well, for certainly playing in a full 60, right, Kelly? We got to take it one period of time. Just come off fast. Scoring first would be huge. You know, just if we can get a lead on this team, I think that would, you know, it's always you know, the game changes when you have a lead, and you know, it's something we just haven't been able to do a whole lot this year. So, but we got to just compete and battle. I think what I wrote down in my keys is just enjoy every shift. You know, we've talked so much about what we need to do, but the reminder is, you know, why you play, you know, and just go out and enjoy it and enjoy the experience of playing here at the Sanford Center one last time this year.
Coach, we'll talk to you in the postgame. Good luck today.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you.